Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to learn about a vocational rehab program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, meet a new Yellow Ribbon entity, and get an update from Director Kelly on the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, celebrated every October, was created as a collaborative effort between government and industry to ensure every American has the resources they need to stay safer and more secure online. Since its inception a decade ago, under leadership from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the National Cybersecurity Alliance, National Cybersecurity Awareness Month has grown exponentially, reaching small and medium-sized businesses, corporations, educational institutions, and young people across the nation. Cybersecurity begins with a simple message everyone using the internet can adopt. Stop, think, connect. Take security and safety precautions. Understand the consequences of your actions and behaviors online and enjoy the benefits of the internet. When you cross the street, you look both ways to make sure it's safe. Staying safe on the internet is similar. It takes some common sense steps. Stop. Before you use the internet, take time to understand the risks and learn how to spot potential problems. Think. Take a moment to be certain the path ahead is clear. Watch for warning signs and consider how your actions online could impact your safety or your family's. Connect. Enjoy the internet with greater confidence, knowing you've taken the steps to safeguard yourself and your computer. Critical digital infrastructures encompass the global network of computers. Data and websites that support everything from financial transactions, transportation systems, and emergency response systems to healthcare records and personal communications in cyberspace. Cyber experts say taking a common sense precaution can keep sensitive information secure while also preventing identity theft and fraud. For more information on National Cybersecurity Awareness Month and how to keep safe online, visit staysafeonline.org. Protect yourself and help keep the web a safer place for everyone.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now to talk about a vocational rehab program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center is Angela Sherburn, who is manager of that program. Angela, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Angela, I understand you've been a vocational rehab counselor for some years at the VA.
Yes, I have. I started about 9 years ago as a voc rehab specialist, worked in that job for about 7 years, and I've been running the program for almost 2 years now.
So what kind of training do you have to become a vocational rehab specialist, counselor?
Oh, that's a good question. Usually we prefer a master's degree in vocational rehabilitation or some sort of counseling. I myself have mine in counseling psychology, and often we require some sort of experience in the field, so helping individuals that have some sort of disability going back to work and keeping their jobs.
So the vocational rehab program at the VA, why does the VA Medical Center have a program like that? Is this for retraining our veterans that due to some disability need to find another career? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think it's a very special program, the fact that not a lot of healthcare centers have voc rehab programs as part of their healthcare. Every VA in the nation has our program. It's often referred to as CWT, or compensated work therapy, and it is to help veterans that have some sort of barriers, and it's usually mental illness or physical disability, with going back to work or helping them keep their jobs. Maybe they've been out of work for a long time due to their disability or substance abuse or whatever else challenges they may have been facing. So we're really there to help the veterans that are getting their care at the VA with some challenges going back to work.
Now, would this be a program that a veteran that went through a PTSD program at the VA might go into after they've dealt with the mental problems that they were having?
Yes. Yeah, we hope for that. We hope that any veteran that wants to work or even has the desire will come to us for help to go back to work. We believe that work is the best therapy. And so we've seen a lot of veterans come out of multiple different types of therapeutic type programs within the VA, get then referred to us, and then we help them kind of rehab back to the world of work.
Are there any typical type of groups of veterans that come to you more often than others?
Oh, that's a good question, too. Yeah, I would say a lot of them are usually dealing with some sort of mental illness. We see a lot from our mental health service line. We also service our polytrauma department as well, so veterans that maybe have a TBI with some other medical challenges going on.
TBI would be traumatic brain injury?
Yes, thank you for clarifying that, yes. There isn't really a typical veteran or necessarily huge trends that we see. We see veterans of all ages, all service areas, all skill levels from, you know, GED up to master's and PhD levels.
We're speaking with Angela Sherburn, the manager of the vocational rehab program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. Angela, how long is your program? How long does it typically take a veteran to get them ready to go back into employment and go back to a normal life?
Well, that, again, is also very individualized. We have a couple different programs. I'd like to explain them briefly, and I could talk about the length of time, if that's okay.
Please.
So in our supported employment program, we work with veterans directly one-on-one with getting them a competitive job in the community and then helping them keep that job for as long as they need us. So that could be anywhere from 1 month to years that they need our services. On average, those veterans are going back to work, I'd say, in about 3 months from time of intake to starting on the job. We also have transitional work where it is a time-limited program that they're with us. It's a maximum of 8 months where we give them a job at the VA Medical Center. It's a contract position. They're not considered employees. And we give them real-life work experiences at the medical center. And the average length that they're in that program till when they get competitive employment is 5.5 months. Then we also have vocational assistance for veterans that don't need the level of care of either of those two programs. And that could just be resume development, helping them job seek, doing interest testing, aptitude testing, whatever the services they might need that and they don't meet the level of care of the other two programs. And again, I don't know the exact number of how long it takes for veterans to get jobs out of that program as well.
Angela, I get my medical care out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and they do a fabulous job, but
good.
I had no idea you had a vocational rehab program out there.
I know. I hear that a lot, and we're trying to get the word out more. I recently was doing some outreach to schools because we're providing educational support for veterans as well, and I hear that same thing. They're used to hearing about the benefit side of voc rehab, but we, on the healthcare side, I don't know if we're doing a good enough job of letting veterans know that we're here, and please come see us if you're getting your care at the VA.
Now, who's eligible to get help from your vocational rehab program?
Any veteran that is eligible for VA healthcare. So you have to be enrolled in the VA and seeing a provider. And then if the veteran is disclosing to the provider, hey, I'm struggling at work, I might need help finding a job, whatever the need is, that provider can put in what we call a consult for voc rehab. Those come directly to me, and then I triage those out to our psychologists or voc rehab specialists that set up an intake with a veteran. So really, you just have to be getting your health care and have some sort of barrier towards going back to work.
Now, are these classes after hours, or are they inpatient? How does it work?
We typically work during the day, you know, 7:30 to 5, our staff is there, but we can provide after hours or weekend care if needed. So, for example, we have some veterans that we support at their work site, and they don't work typical hours. So we do provide some of that job coaching assistance after work hours if a veteran needs it. So some of our staff will go at nights and on the weekends out to the work site to provide that support to the veteran, or if they're working, for example, and they work 8 to 5 and they want to come in and meet with us in our office, we do schedule appointments to stay late.
Thank you, Angela. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the vocational rehab program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Angela Sherburn, the manager of the vocational rehab program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And Angela, we were talking about the fact that if our veterans were eligible to receive care in the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, then they're eligible to get some help from your vocational rehab program. And I would guess that the people that approach you for help can be divided into several groups, but one of them might be veterans that are out of work and trying to find out, what can I do? What can I physically do? What can I mentally do? And then they come to you. What kind of care do you give them?
Yep. So we would do a comprehensive intake and get a lot of their background information and then decide from there what is the best program for them. So as I was talking in the earlier segment, we do have a program called Transitional Work. And this is for veterans that have been out of work for a long time or maybe have had multiple jobs in the last couple of years and have trouble keeping their job. And they really need more of that rehab piece of learning to go back to work, like learning the skills of getting up and reporting to a supervisor and communicating with coworkers. And so that program, like I had mentioned, is a maximum of 8 months where we give them the job at the medical center to give them a chance to really learn that. And the whole goal of all of our programs is competitive employment in the end. We want them to be job searching throughout. They're coming to our job clubs. They're getting assistance one-on-one with our voc rehab specialists to help them with the ultimate goal of going back to work.
So they get assistance and they get experience because they're working there at the VA.
Yep, they can put it on their resume and we coach them on how to word it so they don't mention that it's a therapy program. And a lot of these veterans end up going on to employment at the VA because they do such a great job at their work site. We have a very supportive medical center of these programs.
And they probably enjoy helping other veterans, too.
They do. They love it. They all want to work there.
So, Angela, there must be another group we alluded to in the first segment of some veterans that maybe are having some difficulties in their current job and need some kind of a change, whether it's physical or mental problem, then they come to you and they can get some help as well?
Yes. Yep. We see that a lot. And so those veterans, we would probably refer to our supported employment program or just general vocational assistance. And either way, they're going to get one-on-one help with helping them keep that job or assist them with obtaining accommodations to help them keep that job. So that could be, like I had mentioned, direct support on the job, or helping them career search, whatever needs they might have, we would help them wherever they're at.
Now, are there certain occupations that your program focuses on?
No, it's very individualized. So whatever the veteran's goals, wishes, hopes, dreams are, we go with that and help them find the right job match.
Now, what about your successes? Are you having some good success with our veterans getting them to transition?
Yes, we are. The veteran unemployment rate is very low. We have very supportive employers out there in the community. And we have veterans that are, ready, willing, and able to go back to work. So we've seen a lot of great successes.
So are there any specific challenges or barriers that veterans commonly face in the workplace?
I would say a lot of it is they don't necessarily know what accommodations are available. So, for example, if a veteran has PTSD or high anxiety and is in their workplace and they're facing some symptoms throughout the day, they may not know that it's okay to go take a break or leave their workstation for a while. That can be what we consider a reasonable accommodation. And so we would help them talk with their supervisor if they're willing to disclose what's going on with them. And work with them to help get them those accommodations they might need at the workplace.
So if they're feeling some kind of stress from PTSD or some other issues while they're in the military and and they need to break for a few minutes, you help them figure out who do I talk to and how do I get the help I need.
Right, exactly. And we're available as well, like I mentioned, the job coaching. So we have, our staff has cell phones and available by their telephone as well. If a veteran wants to call throughout the day and get that little bit of extra support, we try and make ourselves as individualized and available as possible.
We're speaking to Angela Sherburn, the manager of the Vocational Rehab Program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. Angela, I understand you've got a job fair coming up on November 16th.
We do. Yes, so this has been a collaboration from our team and our what we call our Business Partnership Council, or BPC. Our BPC meets quarterly, and it's comprised of area employers in the Twin Cities that are dedicated to hiring veterans. And so some of them are listed on this flyer that we have here and can be found on our VA Facebook page as well. And these employers come together. We've had one about every 6 months now where we hold a free job fair for the veterans at the VA Medical Center. And we just request that the employers have available jobs that they're hiring for. And we just request that the veterans come ready and dressed and prepared for a potential interview.
So if our veterans are out there looking for a good job, please note there's a Veterans Job Fair on November 16th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center in the auditorium near the main entrance. And, of course, I think all our veterans know where the VA Medical Center is and out by the airport. Do you have a lot of businesses participating?
Yeah, we do. We're getting more every day. We just got our 31st today, which we might have to cap it off as on because we don't have a ton of space in the auditorium. But we've gotten great interest from not only our BPC employers, but other employers in the community that have heard about it.
And as I'm looking over the list, there's a lot of Yellow Ribbon companies on this list, such as U.S. Bank, Mall of America, Medtronic, and a lot of other businesses, Minnesota Orchestra, Voight's Bus, G&K Services, Volt Workforce, Schmitty & Sons. You got quite a list here.
Yes, yep.
So once again, that's Veterans Job Fair, November 16th, 1:30 to 4:30, Minneapolis VA Medical Center in the Flag Auditorium. We've just got a few minutes left, Angela, and I wonder, can you tell us an anecdotal story about someone you've been able to help?
Yes, I would love to. And I think these examples that I have highlight our collaboration we have within the community as well. So one example is a veteran that came to us, and one of our voc rehab specialists helped this female veteran get a job through USA Jobs with the VA in Indianapolis as an IT specialist, paying $26.50 an hour. Unfortunately, the veteran had to travel back and forth quite a bit for the interview and had limited funds, so we were able to secure some emergent funds for her for gas. But then we reached out to our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon contacts and said, you know, is there any help that this veteran can get with moving? So we were able to connect her through the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program to the Oakdale Fire Department that helped her move all of her stuff into the trucks. And then when she got to Indiana, they were able to connect her with a veteran organization that helped her unpack. And she's still at that job, doing great. And I think that was a good example of some collaboration that we've seen with our community partners.
Great example of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center working with our Yellow Ribbon companies and networks to help help a veteran get moved and get employment. Angela, one more time, Veterans Job Fair, November 16th, 1:30 to 4:30, Minneapolis VA Medical Center. It's open to all veterans?
Yep, any veteran, no registration is required.
And one last time, you are the manager of the vocational rehab program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. So if our veterans are eligible to get care there, they can come and talk to you and get some help with finding a new job.
Yes, we hope they do come.
Well, I hope a lot of them give you a call, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This is Angela Sherburn, the manager of the Vocational Rehab Program at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we'll meet a new Yellow Ribbon entity.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Today's Yellow Ribbon Company Spotlight is 3M. 3M is the innovation company that never stops inventing. With $30 billion in sales, 3M employs 84,000 people worldwide and has operations in more than 65 countries. With a large military support network made up of 3M leadership and employees, they work together to create an environment that supports, honors, and recognizes military-connected employees. 3M has been recognized with the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve Freedom Award, which is the highest recognition given to employers for their support of employees serving in the National Guard and Reserve. 3M has been a Yellow Ribbon company since September of 2009 and is honored and proud to be making a difference for service members, veterans, and their families. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to talk to a representative from North Hennepin Community College, which is a new Yellow Ribbon entity. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
The gold star symbolizes the loss of a loved one while serving in the Armed Forces of the United States, whether it be in combat or duty other than combat. Gold Star families have given so much and continue to give back to the community through voluntary acts. In bearing the loss of a loved one, Gold Star mothers, fathers, spouses, and their families truly understand the cost of this country's security and freedom. The family members of our fallen have earned the utmost respect and undying gratitude of our nation and our state.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelato. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Founded in 1966, North Hennepin Community College is one of the largest and most diverse community colleges in Minnesota and a member of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, the fifth largest system in the United States. We serve more than 10,000 students and offer more than 60 degree and certificate programs. Additionally, North Hennepin Community College offers several bachelor degrees from university partners right here on the campus. And joining me now to talk about North Hennepin Community College is their Director of Financial Aid, Steve Yang. Steve, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, can you tell me how long have you been with North Hennepin Community College?
I've been at North Hennepin now for just under 2 years.
2 years. And you're the Director of Financial Aid. What does that mean?
Well, I help students search out any types of funding to help pay for college, whether it's through VA benefits or filling out the FAFSA through the U.S. government.
So you've got a special office up there that includes a Veterans Resource Center, and whether they're veterans or non-veterans, if they need some kind of financial aid in order to attend North Hennepin Community College, one of your degree programs, they come see you and you fix them up.
Absolutely. Whether it's myself or one of my staff members, that's our ultimate goal, is to help students achieve their dreams. And one of the barriers is figuring out how to pay for school, and that's our job to help them figure out.
That's got to be a fun job, Steve.
Most days.
Most days, especially when you can help them. I understand. Can you tell me, North Hennepin Community College went through the rigid program to become a Yellow Ribbon company and was proclaimed Yellow Ribbon, I think the 52nd in the state. Were you involved in that effort?
I was. So our administration decided probably about a year and a half ago that this is something that we wanted to go after. And so they enlisted me to really help push that process along. What I did was I assembled a committee and we worked to design our Yellow Ribbon Action Plan, worked with Annette Kuiper from the Minnesota Department of Education, or Veteran Affairs, I'm sorry, and we went back and forth, and in April, we were proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon company.
Well, Annette's worked with a lot of companies and a lot of communities around the state, and I would guess in order to be successful at becoming a Yellow Ribbon company, you had to have support from the top.
Absolutely. We've got support from our president and our vice presidents who are truly behind the efforts to support our military students on campus, as well as our faculty and staff who are vets.
Now, Steve, I think you've got some information with you. Can tell us what's the makeup of your student body up at North Hennepin these days?
We have about almost 10,000 unduplicated students every year, and of that, we probably have 300 to 400 who are veteran students.
And spread across, I think I read, 60 degree programs?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got veteran students who are there to do two-year programs, certificate programs, and also those who are taking advantage of our four-year partnership programs where they can earn a bachelor's degree on campus.
And for those listeners that might not know, can you tell us where you're located?
We are located in Brooklyn Park. We're right at the intersection of 85th and Broadway.
And I'm guessing that you service the northern suburbs pretty well, and that's where you pull a lot of your students.
Absolutely. We get students from Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Osseo, Maple Grove, Champlin, that area.
Now, Steve, some decades ago, when the North Hennepin was first started, it was a two-year college. And then a lot of the students moved on to a four-year college. But I see that you've got a way to help them get their bachelor's degree right there on campus.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've actually partnered with some of the four-year schools, some within the Minnesota State Colleges and University System, such as St. Cloud State, Southwest State, Metropolitan State. But we've also working with other colleges to actually provide classes and the ability for students to complete their four-year degree on our Brooklyn Park campus.
So for those students that come from Brooklyn Park, Maple Grove, Brooklyn Center, Plymouth up there, it's pretty convenient. They can stay close to home and get their degrees.
It absolutely is. One of the things that we've realized is that students become comfortable with what's going on our campus. They like us, but at the same time, they want to get a four-year degree. And if they can still keep that comfort level but stay in Brooklyn Park, it's a win-win for everyone.
Now, do you have a lot of night classes still up there?
Absolutely.
And maybe heavier makeup of part-time students than full-time?
You know, with trends, our students have become more part-time. It's much more difficult for students now to not work and be able to go to school full-time. So we do have a growing population of students who are part-time while they're working full-time to ensure that they can pay for school.
They have to pay the bill somehow, don't
they? Absolutely. Yeah, they do.
We're talking to Steve Yang, the Director of Financial Aid from North Hennepin Community College, which has just recently become our 52nd Yellow Ribbon Company in Minnesota. on Minnesota Military Radio. Steve, can you tell us what are some of the military support initiatives that the college has for the veteran students?
Sure. So one of the things that we've done is we actually have a dedicated academic advisor for all of our vet students. So it's the same person who they're going to meet with to kind of plan their academic journey at North Hennepin. The other thing that person does is that a person actually does the certifying for VA benefits. So not only are they the individual who advises them, but it's also the individual who's making sure that that student is getting the proper benefits that they deserve. One of the other things that we've done that is really cool that just happened this last fall is we completely remodeled a new space for our veteran students. So they have what we call our Veterans Lounge. It's what you would think of as a lounge, but there's also a business component of it where students can come in and use their computers and make phone calls to any veteran official, but they can also just hang out. There's a couch in there. There's a nice TV. There's Netflix, so they can watch a movie and just relax, get their minds off of school before they have to go back to class.
So a special lounge for the veterans so they can network a little bit,
Absolutely. Hang
out with other veterans and maybe do a little homework while they're there.
Yep, and we're seeking out donations for food and some supplies, and so that's all going to be donated so our students can just help themselves and grab a quick snack before class.
So if we've got any veterans that want to go back to or go to college and start getting some kind of a degree, they get a hold of North Hennepin Community College, would they start with you as the Director of Financial Aid? Or
they can absolutely start with me. I welcome anyone to start with me. They can connect with me. If I can't find the answer, I'll find someone who can find that answer for them.
So you can help them get enrolled. You can help them find some financial aid if they need it. You can help them apply for their GI Bill benefits.
Correct.
And that's a multi-part system these days, where it used to be in my day, there was just one system, but now there's many pieces, I understand.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not as seamless as it should be, but we're here to help all students along the way, and we do whatever we can to ensure that they've got proper funding to go to school.
Steve, can you tell us, how does the college commit to showing military support within the local community?
So what we've done is we're partnering with a lot of the other Yellow Ribbon organizations. For us, it's the City of Brooklyn Park. It's also the Palmer League of VFW. We're trying to just figure out exactly what can we do together to provide the necessary resources to our vets so that they're successful. We're also working with our Veteran Student Association to ask them, what do you guys want us to do? What do you want us to provide? And so we're in those early steps of trying to figure out exactly what they would like us to provide and how we can move forward with those requests.
Now, are some of those other Yellow Ribbon communities and veteran service organizations helping you to reach out to your local veterans to make sure that they know that they can go to college if they want and you can help them?
I don't necessarily think we've gotten that far yet, but that ultimately is the plan, is that we all want to be able to help each other out in terms of, like, for example, one of the things that we're doing is we've got some other Yellow Ribbon companies who have professional resources in terms of whether it's housing or mental health or education, and we're trying to refer our vet students to those individuals if they have that need, and we're hoping that is also reciprocated on our end if someone is coming to them who need education benefits or some type of education degree.
Steve, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about North Hennepin Community College and all the work they're doing to become a Yellow Ribbon company and help our veterans get back to college. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking to Steve Yang, who is the Director of Financial Aid at North Hennepin Community College, which was proclaimed the 52nd Yellow Ribbon Company in the state of Minnesota. And Steve, you were involved in that initiative, and did you go to the proclamation ceremony?
Absolutely. I was definitely there.
And I imagine you had some leadership with you that day.
I did. Event planning is not one of my strong suits, but I got it together, and we planned a pretty wonderful event.
Now, Steve, I understand that you're not a veteran yourself, but you come from a family of veterans.
I am not. You're absolutely correct. I'm not a veteran myself, but my father fought in the secret. He was part of the secret army during the Vietnam War, and then also my father-in-law is a vet.
So you come from your family is my generation of veterans and of course you're talking about the Laos part of the Vietnam War.
Correct.
And so that's what led you to get involved in the initiative to become Yellow Ribbon.
Correct.
Has the students accepted that pretty readily on campus?
Well, I think we still have some students who are just wondering what is Yellow Ribbon. So we do have the educating piece, but as an institution of higher education, that's our job to educate them about what Yellow Ribbon is and the types of events and resources that are available because we are now a Yellow Ribbon institution.
You should just get Annette Kuiper to come over there and teach a class.
I might ask her.
Let's try that. Steve, I want to get back to work here a little bit. Now, you operate, the Director of Financial Aid for North Hennepin Community College, and that office is combined with the Veterans Resource Center. So anybody that comes up there, whether they're veterans or non-veterans, they can come to you or one of your associates, and you'll help them get enrolled, find financial aid, get the GI Bill, whatever they need.
Correct. That's our job. That's ultimately our goal, is to just make sure that our students can pay their tuition so that they can focus on work in the classroom.
And as a Yellow Ribbon company now, I would guess that in the future you're going to partner up with some of the Yellow Ribbon communities and some other Yellow Ribbon companies up on the north side of town and help support veterans and their families.
Yep. So some of the things that we're looking to do is we would like to host some reintegration events on campus. We do have a pretty large campus, and we do have the facilities to be able to host those. So ultimately down the road, that's something we want to do. Some other things that our campus is looking into is just military-friendly door stickers so that vets know that these are individuals on campus who are military-friendly, who understand kind of some of the barriers that our vet students may run into so that they know that they have an ally in those individuals. And then lastly, we want to just be able to provide some resources during what we call Student Success Days, which is just a day where we have sessions and workshops where students who would like more help to be successful on campus. These are the types of workshops, and we would like to be able to provide more of a veteran-friendly track for those students to attend.
And you've got several hundred veterans out of 10,000 students up there, and you'd like to have more.
Absolutely. We've got 300 to 400 per semester right now, and we would love to grow. We would love to grow that amount, but I think, you know, the first thing is being able to provide services. We don't want to obviously just have vets come and not be able to take care of them. So we want to make sure that they're happy and that we're giving them the proper services for them to be successful.
So for all our veterans on the north or northwest side of town, if you want a convenient place to go get higher education, keep in mind that North Hennepin Community College has made a commitment to take care of our veterans and our service members and their families by becoming a Yellow Ribbon company. And Steve Yang and his staff as the Director of Financial Aid is there to make it easy.
Absolutely. We're trying to make it as easy and simple for our vet students as possible.
All right. Then please remember, North Hennepin Community College, Steve Yang, Director of Financial Aid, a great new Yellow Ribbon company on the north side of town. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Steve Yang, Director of Financial Aid from North Hennepin Community College on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is the director from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Director Patrick Kelly. Director, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's good to be back with you. Thanks for having me back.
Director, we haven't talked to you for a while, but I know you've been quite busy out there.
Well, we just closed out another busy fiscal year here, and we actually had a terrific year. You know, saw more veterans, more care in the community. So it was good, but it's plenty to do. We're busy and doing a lot of good things. So it's busy, but it's good. Days go fast.
Yes, sir. Director, in the first part of the show today, we had Angela Sherburn on, and she's the manager of the vocational rehab program out there at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And she was telling us that one of the things that's coming up is a veterans job fair, which will be held November 16th from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, I think in your flag auditorium.
Yeah, so I hope a lot of veterans come, Tom. We have, we're in a growth mode in the VA, and so we are trying to do more work in our medical centers and in our clinics because veterans have told us they want to get as much service here as they can rather than getting that service, out in the community. So we're hiring, and we love to hire veterans. You know, over, I think now maybe 33% of our staff are veterans, and veterans are great employees. You know, they come with that military work ethic, and they get it. They get what it's like working with veterans, and they're really the kind of employees that we want to hire at the medical center. So I would encourage as many veterans that can make it to come, because one, we love hiring veterans, and two, we have a number of positions available. So, uh, So veterans looking for work, I hope they can make it, because we'd like to bring you on board.
November 16th from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Director, I was out there last week for a routine checkup, and I think before I even hardly got my name and Social Security out of my mouth, the nurse gave me a flu shot.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, Tom. So we're in the flu season, and you know, as you point out, you know, anybody who comes for their appointment, you know, we're trying to get them to get their flu shot while they're here. Don't need to schedule anything special. Once you have your appointment, just ask your doctor about it, and they'll take care of that. Well, you know, the flu season started. I think it was just last week we had our very first veteran come in that we're seeing some of the flu getting going out there. So it's a good time for veterans to get vaccinated. You know, our older veterans over 65, which is, you know, about half of our veterans, we have a high dose vaccine that we initiated last year, using again this year, and that we have a lot of that available. So you know, again, walk into the medical center when you have an appointment. We're having a big event here, the 25th, 26th, and 27th of October, and we have this every year where veterans who want to get a flu shot can just come into the medical center. We're going to have it in the auditorium. They can come in, they can get their vaccine. Don't need an appointment, don't need to schedule to see their doctor, but we will take care of their flu vaccine at that time. We're also doing it in our clinics, and one of the things we will do is send postcards out to all of our veterans reminding them of this. But, you know, it's a good idea to get your flu shot. It's the right thing to do. I got mine about a month ago, so... Again, 25th, 26th, and 27th here in the auditorium at the medical center, and any time when you can get in to see your doctor, it's just a good idea to get it done. So I'm glad you're taking care of yourself, Tom.
Thank you, sir. Director, I understand you're going to have a special Veterans Day program at the VA Medical Center.
Right. So this will be our third year. So Friday, November 11th, of course, which is Veterans Day, and I know there are a number of events going on around town. You know, what we decided, or we discovered, it was 3 years ago when one of our staff on board, you know, realized that, you know, we have a number of veterans here in the facility who can't make it to one of the community events, and we didn't have anything planned or scheduled here in the medical center. So she took it upon her own initiative to you know, get that organized, and so this will be our third year. It's going to be 2:30 in our flag atrium downstairs. And, you know, it's really important for the veterans who are here, many of whom are here for extended periods of time, can't get out, difficult to get out. We have them, their families. We've had a guest speaker who we're going to have again this year, does a terrific job, Major General George Steiner, as our keynote. And the 401st Army Brass is going to perform. It's a good event. It's nice, and it's a recognition, again, primarily for those veterans who are in the hospital here with us, but... anybody else in the community who's looking to do something, come and see some of our veterans. We'd welcome their coming as well. So again, that's Friday, November 11th, Veterans Day at 14:30, right here in our first floor flag atrium.
Director, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but we haven't talked about the Veterans Choice Program recently. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah. So, Veterans Choice is a couple of years old now, Tom, and it's. And as I tell veterans groups all the time, there are still challenges associated with you know, getting appointments scheduled, getting providers paid. But we have had over 15,000 veterans use the Veterans Choice Program now. And as I tell many of our veterans groups, it's you know, I was in the DOD when TRICARE started, and it took about 3 years before TRICARE really got many of the kinks ironed out, and it was really something that people recognized and found to be effective. And so I believe that we are on the upswing with the Choice Program. Got off to a rocky start, but, you know, more and more, I know veterans are using it more and more. They're getting accustomed to using it. We're getting smarter on how to manage the program. So you know, it's not without some difficulties, but I'll tell veterans it's getting better, and I hope that they, wouldn't take advantage of it if they have the opportunity.
And, of course, the other side of that, Director, is there are about, I understand, 45 vans available that are bringing our veterans to the medical center for their appointments, and more vans every year.
Yeah, you know, we have some great, unbelievably generous partners. Of course, DAV is one of the biggest, but Legion, others, the service organizations, and many, many of our 87 counties in the state of Minnesota have vans that bring their county veterans to our medical center. And we also run a couple of large veteran vans around the metro area, too, for veterans who can't get here via other means. And so it's tough sometimes getting here, and some veterans don't have their own private transportation. So between counties and service organizations and some of the things that we can provide here, there's a lot of it takes a village taking care of our veterans, and we get a lot of good help from the community and some of our community partners.
Great partnership, sir. Director, we're about out of time. Thanks for joining us today.
Tom, it's always good, and I hope you have a great fall.
Thank you, sir. That was Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. We have one mention today. If you're stationed in Minnesota, elsewhere in the country, or overseas, mnvotes.org is your source for all voting information. Visit mnvotes.org to register online, request an absentee ballot, find your polling place, view your ballot, and more. Get your voting information from mnvotes.org, and you better do it quickly, because if you're having an absentee ballot, it has to be received prior to Election Day. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Angela Sherburn, Steve Yang, Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Commissioner Larry Shelleteau, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we record from a meeting of the Commander's Task Force directly from Federal Premium Ammunition and meet our new Veteran Service Organization commanders. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at minnesotamilitaryradio.com.